All right, this podcast is being filmed before a live feline audience. That's right, like always, Destructo the magic cat is in with us, as in the studio, prowling around looking what he can destroy, which he will. As his name implies, Destructo the cat.
They're like 2 years old now. I mean, I guess at some point, like in a year or so, they're going to be like really mellow and not do much. Because
Yeah,
still
a couple
active.
Years. No, they're still pretty active.
He's pretty active still.
And that's fine. I mean, I want 6 or 7 years of them running around being idiots. You know, we got four cats. We have 3 girls and 1 boy. And the 1 boy is a runaway freight train. He's a big cat. And he's a big dope, too. He runs around and he's always playing and being a goof. And the sisters are a little bit touchy. They're more on the serious side. You know, they're kind of quiet and serious. And then we have one that's a very, she's like an angel. That cat's the nicest cat I've ever seen. But Destructo is the life of the party, and he's in here now as we record.
And he's looking at the levels.
Hey, but who cares?
Like, what he's going like, hey, I can
ruin that mixer.
I can ruin the mixer. That's going to be great.
That'll derail the show for about an hour and a half.
That'll make me happy.
Anyway, this is Asian Cult Cinema.
Formerly Kung Fu's Theater.
Yeah, we're not going to say that anymore. Because okay. Who cares? Yeah. We've officially changed it, so we've changed the little logos and all that kind of stuff. So, this is the show that's dedicated to Asian cult cinema, just bringing you all kinds of wackiness from the East. My name is Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And yes. So what did I do to us this week?
What did you do to
this
us?
Week?
Oh, my God. You went anime, didn't you? You gotta do it.
Well, you know, the thing is, I know I would probably do a lot more anime, but I know you hate it. There's some I really love. I love Akira. I love Ghost in the Shell. There's some of the more recent ones. Samurai Champloo I like. Afro Samurai is really funny. That has a...
Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Charlize Theron.
Aha, there you go. That's the gal. Thanks.
In reference to another show. It just hit me right
Sam
now.
Jackson is the voice of the Afro Samurai.
Oh, is he really? Okay.
And that one has a familiar tone in that, you know, he's seeking out to be the number one samurai. Oh, so he's going through and killing all the other ones up his way up the ladder, and they all have their different things. This one is one of the first ones I saw. Vampire Hunter D was very, very popular in the 80s and early 90s. Anime in America, anyway, was starting to get some traction. And this one was one that was almost always in the conversation. Akira and the Ghost in the Shell are kind of the big dogs. Fist of the North Star is one that's ultra violent and bloody. And this one is usually in the conversation as far as pretty good storyline, interesting character. You know, and it's early kind of influenced by like things like The Wizard and some of that stuff where the background has some weird stuff going on. Not to that level. If you've watched The Wizard from, what is it, 1973 or 72?
Yeah.
That one is obviously just
a wizard.
The Wizard. That one's just a drug-induced oddity. But it did influence even some of the anime where things in the background have stuff going on. There's some weirdness kind of drawn into it. So it has a pretty good feel. True to all Asian anime, we are introduced with girl panty vision.
Oh, yeah.
Very first scene. There's almost always... Japan loves girls' panties. I mean, there's a love affair with them. And you're going to see them.
That.
Yeah. And so the very first scene, you see a girl in the tiniest little mini skirt with her butt. You're watching butt vision. Hinder vision is what I call it. And she's running through like a wheat field. And her weapon drawn, and she's running and running and running, and you see a dinosaur, and you're like, what is this now?
Yeah, it's weird.
And this dinosaur is eating something, and she's shooting it in the neck and the throat. And then she chases it down, and then she goes, come on, hi-ho, Silver. And her horse, Silver, runs up beside her. It's not named Silver, I'm just making fun.
Mm-hmm.
And she jumps on... Luke is the horse's name. And she jumps on Luke, and then you're going to realize that a lot of stuff gets lost in translation, but whatever. And she's riding up on this thing to finish it off. You don't know if it's for meat, you don't know what it's for. And out of the bushes comes a werewolf. And you go, wait, what? And so the werewolf flicks her dress, her top down, and pops the her cross necklace on, because there's crosses everywhere in this movie.
It's vampire.
It's vampire stuff. And then grabs the grabs the what does she do? She shoots it, doesn't she? No, she doesn't. She shoots the dinosaur, it leaps up and kills the horse, then falls down dead. Then a werewolf jumps out and takes the cross off.
And then it becomes a vampire, right?
And then, he runs off. Then the vampire, a noble vampire, which is one of the original vampires,
pops up
in his gigantic form and bites her. And
so is this girl at the beginning the one that shows up later?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then she's trying to get, because I think in this mythos or in this she has time before. She's bit by the head noble vampire, but she doesn't become a vampire until they get married or until the blood moon, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's all this weird mythology.
They always take this kind of stuff for a walk and just make it do whatever they want. You know, it's you don't even know. It kind of says in the distant future. So, this is set in the future. All the cities are decayed. There's no cities left. It's almost like it's a very Wild West feel, but it's Japanese. But it's future West World Japanese.
It's like a barren, strange. But it's also like old school because there's like a town that looks like a old school town.
Oh, the Wild West, you know.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of stuff for a walk, and that is one thing that anime does quite a bit, is they infuse numerous genre into one. You know, they're not. It's a little bit because you're drawing it. You don't have to build this world. You can really take stuff for a walk, you know, and they do, which is part of the charm of anime. Love it or hate it, some of that anime is so beautifully drawn and so deep and lush. It's like, wow. Now, this is early stuff, so it's not like Ghost in the Shell. It's not like Akira, which is just
85.
Yeah, it's just, at this point, it's just comic book. Oh my god, this cat's tickling my foot. Hold on. And that's how Destructo ruins a podcast. Anyway, so yes, that's his namesake. So now she's bit, and you just see her standing on a road, and this dark our dark hero appears, and he is the atypical Undertaker riding into town, or Gunslinger riding into town, where he looks like death personified. And this one is really weirdly drawn, where he has a gigantic cape, and his sword is this real weird, almost half moon style. And she's like, "Oh, I'm looking for a hunter. Are you a hunter?" And she whips him and grabs hold of his things, and she's like, "You must not be," because he doesn't say a word. And at this point, you're like, okay, so he's the silent, dirty Harry type.
Yeah, I was going to say he's like a Clint Eastwood type.
Except
with a little button nose.
Oh, the noses and mouths on these characters are non-existent. You're like, what are you drawing here? The other thing with anime, I found, they get a style and they just run with it.
Oh, God, yeah.
If they have, if the girls have big boobs, they're going to have the biggest boobs in the world. If the girls have gigantic anime eyes, the eyes are going to take up most of the screen. Like, and they kind of... I think they do that to separate themselves from a saturated market. And there's so many anime now. If you don't do something interesting,
see, I can it becomes see why these became popular, because I'm sure young men were going like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Cartoon girls, I like it.
Cartoon girls. There's usually a lot more violence and a lot more nudity than this one has.
This one was pretty
tame. It wasn't bad. There was one boob shot. Lots of panty, hinder cam,
women,
you know, but then mostly it was just the slaughtering of things,
It wasn't even that bloody. It was okay. I mean, it was pretty mainstream.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I think there was even a comic book of Vampire Hunter D.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, this was a franchise, you know. Might even still be
there's
a franchise.
There's even another one, too, Bloodlust. Yeah,
Bloodlust, which I don't like it enough that I would watch the series, if there's a whole series, like Ghost in the Shell. I watch everything they ever done. Even the TV shows. I mean, that's one I really like, you know.
Yeah.
Samurai Champloo, I did that with. And then, because that's a very good story. And, you know, and it got refined as it went along. But, so this one here is kind of your mainstream style. All right, we're going to take a trailer break. We'll be right back with more Vampire Hunter D. The D is for duh.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. In Copenhagen, it was like Black Friday, when fabulous Dagmar, every stunning, sensuous inch of her, turned over to her lover and said,
I've had enough of this rat race. I'm never coming back.
No earth creature born was so exquisite as Dagmar. Leggy, porcelain soft skin, all over luscious, a dedicated artisan at her trade's perfection. And two, her dazzling array of co-workers made Paris second rate for jet-set swingers. Most astonishing collection of Scandinavian beauties ever. Sensually bold, as torrid as if you were there in the very same bedroom. Dagmar's Hot Pants Incorporated, where other films have yet to dare. Rated X.
Tell me, you're not afraid of sex, are you?
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All of a sudden I have a deep appreciation for Dagmar.
Hot Pants!
Oh, wow, we should... Just do that movie.
Yeah, on this show. Yeah, it's very Asian.
Or, no,
Swedish cult cinema.
Swedish cult cinema coming up next.
Yeah, that'll be our next show.
Dagmar's.
Right afterwards. Yeah, Swedish
luscious
cult cinema.
Porcelain skin and boobs and other. Wow.
Okay. Used to have these movies. A friend of mine reminded me at the drive-ins. You'd see an ad for movies like, of course, they were European, German, or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's 17 and anxious, and you know,
like,
and it
wow.
was like banned in 69 countries. You know, it couldn't be 70 or 69. So yeah, okay. Whatever.
So weird.
Whatever. It was the 70s.
You know, I was going through recently. Went through all my record collection and kind of culled the herd a little bit. There's I have a lot of of soundtracks. I have a Manuel soundtrack.
Yeah.
Remember the Emmanuel, you know, and I have what was the other one? I have a random martial arts soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Martial arts movie soundtrack?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is. I have a picture of it. I wanted to send it to you, but then I was like, without a frame of reference, you'll be like, what is this dumb picture?
You got them in a section there that I can take a look at?
No, I'm going to... I have to redo my records.
Don't get... If you're going to get rid of them, give them to me.
No. I'm going to redo them all, but I'm going to put soundtrack all in one slot. Because it doesn't make sense to have it like Rocky here and then, you know, whatever. Oh, anyway, Vampire Hunter D.
Okay.
So now she's hired him on to save, because she sews him his neck, and he goes, that's a noble's bite. I better go kill him, because that's what I do. And then we're introduced to Precocious Scamp, because they always have a Precocious Scamp in these movies. That's the daughter's brother. That's the brother of the girl that got bit. No parents, so they're out on their own. She alludes to the fact that her father was a werewolf hunter, and he got murdered.
Everybody's a hunter.
Everybody's a hunter or something.
Monster hunters.
But they pull into town, and there's a jerky, like, the mayor's son,
yeah.
who's like a philanthropist. He's
a pervert.
He's
pre-rapist.
Yeah, exactly. And he pulls her into a thing, and he's like, oh, I heard you got bit, and I'm going to tell everyone unless you give it up. And he tries to kiss her, and she beats him up a little bit and whips him. And then he's like, he comes running out, and he's like, oh, everyone in the town, she was bit by a vampire. And then the kid kind of cries.
Kid's her brother,
yeah,
right?
Kid's her brother, yeah. And then the Vampire Hunter D's like, you know, part of being a man is you better shut up and just you know, suck it up, buttercup.
Right.
Is basically what he
I
said.
I want to kick your,
yeah. Yeah, so he's basically like, they go before this little crap town's court system, and she's like, we got to put her in a camp. And he's like, the camp hasn't been used in for 50 years. And when it was used, it ended horribly. So we're not doing that. And he's like, that's when Vampire Hunter D comes up, and he's like, oh, well, don't worry about it, 'cause I'm going to go kill him.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's pretty strong words. No one can kill him. And he's like, yeah, just settle
down. I can do it. No problem.
So then they go back, and now he has kind of like a time frame. He has to go kill him. 'Cause if he doesn't kill this guy before the blood moon, here's where it gets like, here we go. Taking it for a walk, then she'll become the noble's bride, and then all's lost for her. Not for the town. Town just kind of keeps going. You know, they have ways of working around this. They all have crosses. They all have like these electric fences and stuff like that keeps the evil spirits out. Because there's mutants,
yeah, there's
werewolves, and there's vampires in this world. You know, And then at this point, we go right to it, man. He just goes to this.
He just goes and he runs. That's when he runs into the mutant guy and the vampire girl.
And the daughter. And these are annoying characters.
Oh, yeah.
With
fake accents. The girl's got like a fake British accent, too.
What was that about?
I don't know.
She started talking. I was like, what accent is this supposed to be?
I don't know.
Golly. It was like a. It was
hey,
like a,
how are you?
Yeah, it was like a Vietnamese girl that grew up in Australia doing a British accent from the Bronx. That's what it sounded like. Anyway, so she, but the daughter also says this noble, this castle just showed up. It's rumored that he's between 5 and 10,000 years old. And that's when the Vampire Hunter D's like, he's a pretty powerful guy.
Yeah.
So better, you know, buckle up and get ready for a fight. While he's sitting there, because the girl also says, I don't have any money, but I'll feed you and I'll give you whatever you want, a.k.a. sex. And then he's like, that's all right. That's okay, kid. Just put it away. I'm good. And his hand is talking to him. So that's the other thing. He has a face in his hand.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. And it's kind of like alter ego personified through a face in his hand. But it's really a face in his hand, though. So it's kind of weird. And that's where...
I'm sorry to interrupt you for a second, but throughout this whole movie, after we're talking about it, you're explaining all this, you know what I kept thinking to myself all the way throughout this movie? I wish it was live action.
That would be crazy.
It was live action. I really wish this was live action.
And that's
action.
Rare, but this would be a pretty intense movie. Could be. This relates itself back to the characters are in that, like I said, Afro Samurai has this weird alter ego that's floating around talking to him, same as that hand. And the Samurai Champ Lou, the head guy, or not the head guy, there's two samurais and a girl. The one really good samurai is this character. Doesn't talk for nothing. If he does, it's very polite and just, leave me alone, I'm only here to kill people.
Yeah.
You know. And even then he doesn't get into fights easily, he just gets into fights and kills people, you know. But anyway, so now he's going to the castle. And this mutant and this little annoying British vampire daughter of the noble, they're there to stop him, and he dispatches of them fairly easily. And that's when it's revealed that he's a Dampier, which is what the D stands for. And that means he's an offspring of a noble and a common human. Because they always refer to them as below them. They're humans are subordinate.
Noble vampire,
yeah.
Vampire and which is the same as the girl, too.
Right. But she treats it differently. Like, she pretends she's a noble.
Yeah, yeah, right.
She doesn't know that she isn't, or she doesn't care that she isn't.
She doesn't want to talk about it.
Right. So, he kind of wraps them up and keeps going. And then they're like, oh, this is going to be... Because the head noble who's in charge, who's been doing all this stuff, he seems very disinterested or bored. Not a whole hell of a lot.
He's been a vampire for 8,000 years.
Yeah, and so... He's like, oh, this is awesome. Somebody's coming to kill me finally. Like,
Something to do.
Like, he knows he's going to beat him. Something to do. You know? And that's cool. So, I forget how this works out, though, because he goes and he's fighting his way through some stuff, but then then the snake women.
The snake one, that's where you see the nudity.
The offspring of Medusa's hair, has this three-headed dragon snake thing that wraps him up and they're sucking his life force out of him, but because he is this Dampier, he just keeps like regenerating.
And the evil and the vampire lord or whatever, he's watching, he's going like, oh, they got the they got vampire
hunting. So he sends the idiots to go get the girl,
yeah,
because he just wants to get the girl, get her washed up and get her fitted for a new dress for their wedding day.
But the other girl wants to be the bride. She's like, hey, you know, I don't want, you know.
No, she's the daughter. She doesn't want.
Oh, she's the daughter. But she
doesn't
really
want it commoner.
She really isn't the daughter because she's.
That's so weird, yeah.
Because she's the girl in the beginning that was bitten by the guy, isn't she?
No,
girl at the very beginning that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's who they say go get her.
Yeah, yeah, that's who's supposed to be the daughter, right?
No. She's going to be the bride. The daughter is that weird British girl.
Oh, okay.
She's the daughter of the noble, and she doesn't want a commoner becoming part of her family. So she's praying to this portrait of Dracula. She keeps saying, oh, Dracula, he's the head vampire of all time. She's like, you have to stop this. I don't want this commoner polluting our noble blood. And then that's when the dad kind of puts the daughter in place saying, listen, kid, I've been a noble for 10,000 years. Me having this girl around for 50 years or so before I chuck her to the weeds doesn't mean nothing. And by the way, you're a Dampier too. You're not noble blood. You know, you're the offspring of some gal I shacked up with whenever. I don't care.
Yeah.
And then that's... So now it's kind of set. We'll take one last trailer break, and then we come back, and we're going to wrap up Vampire Hunter D. Oh, my God, what's going to happen? Who knows? The D stands for who knows. And other lies.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
At the Dragon Art Theater, US 441 between Alachua and High Springs. It's behind the theater. A motorcycle track with races this weekend. See the big bikes race at unbelievable speeds. See daring riders compete for prizes and trophies. See riders jump fantastic heights over each other on the exciting motocross track. See it all for just $2 general admission. Motorcycle races sanctioned by American Motorcycle Association. Behind the Dragon Art Theater. Practice at 11. Races start at 1 p.m. Sunday.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
All right, on that wonderful note, sorry. Yeah,
on that happy note, the finale of the finale. Vampire Hunter D.
So now, you know, now the mutant, because there's also the daughter, the noble daughter also has a sidekick who's a mutant, who is like the punk rock influence. This is the 80s. He has a little bit of spiky hair. He's kind of like...
I thought he might have been the brother. He's just
He's a mutant that's just there to kind of mix things up and fight. He's a really good fighter. He has an interesting boomerang blade that he uses. The noble realizes, because now the guy got away. Vampire Hunter D.
Gets away.
He gets away. And now he's like, okay, I got to send you, and here's a magic talisman or an incense that stops times and really disorients vampires. It really messes them up. And the guy's like, oh, awesome. And then when he gets this delivered, he's staying in a hotel. The mayor's son is listening in with a recording device, and he goes, oh, that's cool. So he steals it and replaces it with a different one. So now the mayor's son has this thing that disorients, but the punk rock guy doesn't know that. So the punk rock guy goes up to the Vampire Hunter D, and he's like, ha-ha, and he lights his candle, and the Vampire Hunter D's like, ha-ha, and cuts his hand off. He's like, yeah, try better next time, chump.
Then the hand comes to life later.
No, that's
a different hand.
Yeah, that's his hand, yeah. So later, so now he goes in there, and now he gets, like...
Oh, you're talking about the Billy Idol looking.
Yeah, Billy Idol,
dude. That's Billy Idol mute. I forgot, who was the sidekick of the girl? Was that her brother? Remember the girl had a little...
The girl had a... She has two. She has a guy with big glasses as the doctor.
The other guy.
Yeah, that's her son. That's her brother, I mean, yeah.
That's what I thought he was, her brother. That's what I was saying. Yeah, the doctor. Yeah, that's a whole different guy.
So,
yeah.
And now we're missing some of this, because, again, this is like in the castle, out of the castle, in the castle, out of the castle. This is almost like... Now the noble has the daughter, the girl.
And she's going to be his bride.
Yep, the bride.
And the daughter doesn't want her.
The daughter doesn't want her, but tough luck. She's there, and he kind of suspends her, saying, I'm not going to have you interfering, just shut up. How they get the blonde girl is weird. The doctor comes and says, quick, come with me to a hiding place. Puts her in a wagon. He's driving along. He stops her, or then the girl comes up. Basically, the doctor has been turned evil by the vampire's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you see boob, because the doctor grabs him. He's like, I should have had you when I was when I could have. He goes in this really weird dark place. Then the vampire daughter goes, I'm sick of this, and kills him and throws him off and takes the girl. Because the vampire daughter's like, look, if you get out of here and just go away, I'll let you live. You know, just get out of here. I just don't want you to be part of my family. I don't really have anything against you. Just get away from me. And that's when the henchmen come and grab her, and it's like, no, that's not going to be part of the deal. He sent me to get you. So they get the girl. Girl's in the castle now, and the daughter's. He puts her in this spell. It just says, just get away from me. I'm getting married. I'm doing this. And that's where he kind of says, shut up, you don't have nothing to do with it. If I want to do this for 50 years or 100 years, you can have no say about it. I'm the dad.
Right.
The Noble, now, they also send some beasts to get Vampire Hunter D. They kind of beat him up because they do have the real talisman now. The incense. Disorients him. He beats him up. They chop his hand off. He's laying there. The hand... And they leave him lay there. They think he's dead, but he's... You can't kill this guy.
He regenerates himself.
He regenerates. The hand wakes up and he's like, oh, well, that's weird. And crawls over and reattaches himself to him. And starts eating dirt to wake the guy up. Like, get nutrients or whatever. And he gets up and he gets away. And he gets back to the castle. Now it's end scene kind of stuff.
Yeah, now it's at the wedding. The blonde girl's getting ready to be married to become the bride of Dracula or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no, just the bride of the noble, because what happens...
Bride of the noble, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. So.
No, you do.
Oh, no, that, it's just like end scene stuff. They're fighting.
But then the daughter wants to stop it.
Yeah, of course.
And then Vampire Hunter shows up.
Yep, and the noble's beating him up a little bit, but he finally gets him and he traps him against the wall, and that's when it's kind of revealed... The Vampire Hunter D is not just anyone. He's the son of... He's a Dampier of Dracula.
Right.
That's why he's so powerful. He's basically... He's not a vampire, but he's more powerful than any other noble because he is a Dampier of Dracula.
Of number one.
Of right? number one. He's the head dude. So, you know, so he kills people easily. Makes a mess of it. Saves the girl. You know, the end.
Did he kill the daughter too? Or no,
he
didn't. She lived, I think.
Yeah.
The mutant got killed though.
Yeah. I mean,
he got killed.
And it was like the story's good.
And there was that one scene where I think the daughter throws a knife and it hits the noble vampire in the eye and it pops his eye out, but then
he just pulls it out.
And he puts it back in. He was like, okay, that would have been cool.
Yeah, there was some gore. There was a lot of other stuff we didn't talk about. There's ghost dogs. And there's too much stuff. Yeah, and even my telling of this is not 100% accurate. Trust me. There's a lot of go to the castle, get back to the castle, go to the castle, get out of the castle. You're in the thing. He's struggling with, because she wants to have sex with him. Our heroine wants to have sex with Vampire Hunter D, and he's like, I'm not really into that.
And then
that.
The doctor goes bad for a while. Too.
Well, no, he dies.
Yeah,
the doctor dies because he's the one that pulls her shirt off to see her expose her breast. You know,
yeah.
No more of the hinder cam. Now it's time for boobs. But anime is a very, it's a very troubling tale. I like it. But there's a lot of it that I'm like, ugh. I don't want to. I'm very fearful of becoming an anime enthusiast. One of those guys that's really into it.
An animaniac.
Nice. So I dabble in it. There's some that I really like, but for the majority of it, I just kind of push it to the side and say, nah. You know. I even
this one you remembered and you liked.
I watched it once before, but I didn't even remember it. It comes up so often in references
there's comic books about this.
Believe it or not, I used to actually get there was a big styled anime magazine that you got a DVD with each issue.
Oh, I don't know.
I actually got that for a year. I'm not really a magazine guy. I try to be, but I just can't be. I get a magazine that even like Hot Rod or whatever, I'll look through it and I'll just be like, eh. I don't know. There's something with me. I just don't read stuff as much as I should. And so I used to get Anime World or whatever the hell, Anime USA, some name or something. And it used to give me a DVD every month.
With a movie on it?
Yeah, a movie. Yeah, I have them in there. And they're kind of cool, but I just can't get into it that much. This one's fine. It's not the best example. I was fearful that you wouldn't even watch it. I know you don't like anime at all.
No, I watched it.
I didn't even really want to choose it, but I was like, we can do one every year or whatever.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, I watched it. I mean, like I said, today stuff was happening, so I was kind of like watching it with one eye and the other eye was watching the news. So, you know, it was like, oh, okay. Oh, wow, that was weird. And I was like, oh, my God.
Maybe Vampire Hunter D came through time and killed Castro.
I would hope so.
With Castro was a noble.
That's right.
Think about it. Makes sense.
Yeah. I can't even say the word I wanted to say on this show. I can say it on the other shows.
This is PG.
You can listen to the other shows and hear all the nice words that we use. But on this one,
Thinking
the
of that,
bad guys.
If you also like this stuff, make sure, now this is a Radio St. Pete exclusive, but we have our own shows on, go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find Slow Robot A Go-Go.
Two Dimension.
It's all about movies, B-movie review. Two Dimension Podcast, which is...
Comic books.
I'm not on that one, but I know Dr. Morbius, King Don, Rook Takes Pawn, and Dallas Houston.
Dallas Houston.
Texas. They do that one. And then we also have one that's defunct now, but it's on permanent hiatus, but it's 10 years back catalog of cursing and anger. That's called Bunch of Dorks.
Yeah, the stuff that we don't do on this show, cursing and anger.
And also, if you go to the archive section, or it's Sunday night at 10 p.m., it's the Indie Circuit. That's me playing
music.
Random music. This week I have all kinds of... I got a whole bunch of new... There was a band from Korea that I loved called Midnight Smoke and Drive. The lead singer, she broke off and she started a new band called Die All Right. And I got their new record. The Gentlemen of Rock, I got their new record. I mean, I'm swimming in it. And I got some oddities like the Wendy's rap and some crazy music crazy records I found in a pile that are weird.
Weird. Remember that show on TNT, 100% Weird?
So what do you think about this one? What are you going to give this one?
I'm going to give it a 5. I'll take it or
leave it. 5, take it or leave it. I'm going to go with like a 6.5. I like it a little bit more than you, but I have some experience with this. I knew what I was getting into. I remembered it sort of fondly. It wasn't like I was in love with it, but I did remember of it. I remember, you know, hearing about it so much.
I mean, when I was a kid, the anime that I remember, of course I was a kid, was... Astro Boy, Prince Planet, stuff like
Astro
that.
Astro Boy is a great storyline. I was at that museum in Japan.
Tezuka.
Yeah, I went. He has a museum there. Wow. They have his books from when he was a child in Japan. What he was drawing in second grade is better than anything I can even conceive of drawing.
Wow.
He was one of those guys that was an artist at birth.
Wow.
And he got better and better and better. You could see it as he grew and as he kept drawing and drawing and drawing. It just got more elaborate, more beautiful, more... amazing. You know, and there's a lot of those guys that...
Oh, sure.
They have it. And you're like, wow. You know.
Sure.
Very cool. So, yeah. And I was trying to find that one with the... Battleship. I can never remember the
Yamato.
Name. Battleship Yamato. I was looking for that, but I don't even know if they have a live action full movie on that one. I think.
Yeah, they do. Oh,
it's God. That's not live action though. It's anime, right?
Then there's also like Battle of the Planets, but those are TV shows. And then there's
because I love that gigantic
space cruiser or something. Yeah. Or other.
I love that giant rifled barrel on the front of that battleship.
Captain Harlock was another one.
Yeah. And the anime train keeps on rolling. There is a million different animes made every year. So there's plenty out there if you want to choose from. I like this one. I was in love with it. I mean, if I did Ghost in the Shell, basically it would be a half hour of me just being like, it's the greatest thing in the history of ever.
Are you going to go see the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will. I have reservations, of course. It's a white chick playing a predominantly Japanese role. Thanks for that. But we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to condemn it yet. It might be okay. It's tough, though, when you're a fan of something. Because I love Ghost in the Shell. I loved every installment. I loved the TV series. Everything. So this might be such a departure. I might be like, we'll see. But you never know. Again, you never know. I know you won't go see it. I don't think you... You're like, there's nothing in whatsoever
only
that I want to see.
Only if she's naked throughout the whole thing.
I don't think she is. I think she has a bumper that says, I don't do that.
Then
no.
I'm not going.
All right, great. Well, that's it for this week of Asian Cult Cinema. My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And I have a feeling Dr. Morbius will unleash something to cleanse his palate of the wacky Asian cult cinema stylings to make the anime pain
go
away.
We'll find out next week.
We'll find out next week. Tune in or tune out. You be square, daddy-os. Those are all things that don't even belong in this podcast.
Don, where are you?